Welcome back to Not Fast as Furious. We're here for episode 15. I'm the producer, Zach O'Mara. I'm joined by Kramer, Jarrus, Chaz, Trav, and Tasha. Let's get into it.
Does anybody ever think that we were going to get to episode 15, to be honest? When we first started doing this, did you guys think that we were just going to...
I thought we'd just do like 3 or 4 episodes and quit, but...
I didn't think it was going to be this good.
Because I didn't think we'd define be this good. Steady.
I'm not saying it's good. It's
I didn't think we'd be this steady. I figured it'd be once every month or something.
Yeah, I thought we'd miss an episode at least by now, but we haven't.
That's good, though. We haven't. Even though, like, when people have been gone, myself, Jazz, Zach stepped up a lot, and boys, I think we're going to keep doing this no matter what. And within a few months, we're going to do 2 shows a week.
Looking forward to it.
At least before, because we had the idea of that, and like, cause, I mean, we go to karaoke on Thursdays at First Ward, which is the best bar in St. Joe. I tweeted it out. That was me on our thing.
Can't confirm.
It's so good. But yeah, we're going to probably do a show on Thursdays live on YouTube. And then we'll do karaoke after that. And come hang out with us during that time. Some other things also coming up next week. Conor McGregor fight.
I can't wait.
We might do a live watch along with that to test the
Jake Paul, cause that's the only one I really want
to test the Royal Rumble thing the following week after that.
Yeah.
Because that Royal Rumble one's going to be like 3 hours long, but then also the fight, Conor McGregor's fight, starts, what, 9 o'clock next week?
Main car shot tonight.
We'll have to do that up here more than likely.
Oh, definitely.
I won't have internet in my house.
Yeah, by next week, I don't think you would. But yeah, no, we got some good plans coming up. Also, March is around the corner, because, I mean, February is about to be here within a matter of days. It's today the 16th on this recording. So you got to think, March is around the corner. We're going to have our March Madness basketball tournament, so stay tuned for that. So we got some good stuff going on. But also, 50 subscribers, t-shirt. And we're already working on t-shirt designs.
Yeah, we've been playing with it tonight.
I'm not sure, to be honest. It's
for all the hype beasts out there, I'm going to design a Not Fast Just Furious box logo. So,
yep, that's very true.
At some point.
Before this aired, we were at 11 subscribers, so there's plenty of time to get on this giveaway.
Oh, yeah, no. It's every single subscriber is like at 50 to 100, 200, 300, 400 to 1,000 t-shirts. So we can win, 11 t-shirts? Is that what sounds right? Sounds about right, boys.
I would say at 1,000, we're probably going to give away something other than a t-shirt, because we'll be ready to do something bigger than that.
Okay, 1,000, you want to do it? You want to come on the show?
Our 1,000 subscriber have him come on the show?
Yeah, 1,000 subscriber.
Like
or
they can say, do they can say the night Travis is dwelling?
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to have the producer do an ocular pat down to see if it's fine.
The only thing in the basement right now that's actually very nice to sit on is a couch.
My couch is badass.
They can say in
I have permanent dibs.
The cold room's creepy.
Fair enough.
You mean my room's creepy.
Yeah. My house has a cold... I have a brick home, and my house has a cold room. So it was built in the 30s, so like where they would store all the coal, and they get it out for their furnace. And it's a creepy-ass room, and Zach claims he's going to sleep down there. I don't believe him.
I've already got a nice couch put in there.
Yeah, we got a sweet-ass used couch.
A couch, entertainment center, and a bitchin' chair.
And some asshole took the ottoman before we could get there. So now they just have an ottoman, and we have all this, the rest of the furniture, so... Or are we the assholes?
I don't know. I'd rather have the couch than the chair than the ottoman.
I agree.
I think it's funny that the people only took the ottoman.
Unless
they were coming back to get the other stuff, but...
They probably were. They probably like had a car and could fit that in, and they thought nobody would take anything else, and then you guys came with the truck and just...
This couch is fucking nice.
Yeah, the way
fucking
I see it...
Fucking score, boys.
Wouldn't you want to take like at least the chair or the couch? Like, so if someone takes everything else, at least you got a chair or a couch. But no, they started with the ottoman.
More than likely see this couch on the podcast when we're doing in the dwelling, because... I have no other furniture, so...
And it's a nice couch.
Honest, for it being free and also on the side of the road...
I
was just about to ask if we should mention where you got it from.
Let me elaborate. It wasn't just like us driving down the road and was like, hey, free couch. Like,
I think that was a perfectly good couch. You
That's exactly what it sounds like.
So... I'm not standing up.
But here's the thing. They put it on Facebook
Marketplace. Yeah, so it was a really nice house. It was a really nice house in Midtown, and they put it up on Marketplace and was like free to first come, first serve, so they set it outside. I saw it, drove by, and I wasn't going to get it if it wasn't a good thing, and it was sweet. Now I'm getting judged, but it's fine.
I'm judging the fact that you had got something really good for something very cheap.
We all gave her a couple goes. Like me and the boys sat on her, made sure it was good to go.
There's a picture of us sitting all on the couch.
Yeah, it's a couple couch.
Legs crossed.
Let me just say, she's good to go.
Yeah.
It's
she broken in?
Pre-broken in. Easily.
It's very comfy.
It is.
But you can always add more cushion to it.
Enough cushion.
No, it's got enough cushion. Anything else would be too much.
What are you doing?
I mean, say like it.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah. No, because I mean, the cushions open up. You can slide, put more stuffing in it.
Where you get stuff in it?
Walmart. Hobby Lobby? Walmart?
They sell like bags of cotton and.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a hard thing.
I asked a question.
Yeah.
Dick. Jay,
do you not get out of your house?
No.
Well, clearly you weren't there with us to get that.
I know.
Dude, we loaded that bitch up real good.
We did.
It literally all fit just perfect. Because we were supposed to go to lunch, dinner with Birdie at 7.
In Meg.
And it was like 6:50. And I called Birdie and I was like, I'm going to be late. Just found a bitch and couch for you to go pick up. And he just goes, are you serious? He was so mad at me when we got to fucking Omagway. But it was worth the detour.
No, it was 100% worth it.
It was so worth it. We got that bitchin' furniture for the dwelling, then we gotta celebrate with Mexican food. It was the perfect night.
And then we also played some Mario Party at Club Geek.
That was the same night.
Dude, we should have kept your furniture in the truck the entire time.
See, because, like, it would have been really funny.
But then it would have been a pain in the ass to get it to unhaul it when it was just you and me, because you had to take me back to my truck.
Well, it would have been, like, midnight, and we'd have been fucking loud as hell on, like, a Wednesday.
And your dog would still be going nuts like
usual. Oh, Rocco was gonna fuck you guys up for being in his yard.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I'm a huge fan of Rocco.
So the guest's still in the basement?
Yeah, he lays on it sometimes.
So you and him gotta fight for it.
It's
Rocco. I'm sure the couch with Rocco any day of the week. What the hell?
Yeah, Rocco would definitely share the couch with you. He'll be in my bed if it's in my house. I promise you that.
I don't know, man. He seems to like that couch an awful lot.
He waits for me every night.
Is he pissed on it yet?
No.
I sure hope not.
So he pissed on the floor the other day.
It's because he was so excited. He didn't hike his legs. He was so excited.
That was Tuesday, too.
That's different.
This has been one hell of a week, boys.
It always is. It's one hell of a week. Every week is.
I'd rather have fun doing that than just not doing anything at all. That's just me, though.
I don't know about that.
Yes, you do. Because every time you say you're going to stay in, you end up going out.
I did not want to go out last night. DJ did go out.
I didn't go out last night.
Nobody made you go out.
Birdie and Meg guilt tripped me into going out with him.
So I've been
not dinner. I wanted to go to dinner, but they guilt tripped me into going out after.
So all this Progressive commercials was saying oh, you're going to turn into your dad and you start owning your own house, or to your parents. Travis is starting to become that. He's starting to become the guy like, what's a hashtag?
last night I was giving Brody shit. The Brown Bear. They have the thermostat in, like, one of the plastic cases with the key. And I was like, gonna have to get one of them for my house. You boys ain't fucking with my thermostat.
That's a real struggle as a homeowner.
Oh.
I can't tell you how many times somebody's walked in my house and thought they could mess with my thermostat.
The funniest thing, so my buddy at work, he was telling me a story, which is, I'm not going to say names, but it's another guy. They went to the Ozarks, and I guess this guy's thing, every time they go somewhere, like, say, in a hotel, is he either turns the heat all the way down or all the way up. So they went to the Ozarks. It's, like, 70 degrees, and another one of their friends slept in, like, a sunroom where it was, like, open outside, but it was, like, closed off.
Yeah.
Well, he's, like, I'm asleep, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and it's, like, 40 degrees in this house. I'm freezing my ass off. And he's, like, and we drink and all that. So I'm, like, God, dude, it must be colder than fuck outside. It's the middle of the summer in southern Missouri. He's like, it must be colder than fuck out there, dude. And he's like, got through the night and they woke up and like, the guy was laughing about it. And the guy outside was like, I mean, it was fine out. It was like probably like 70 degrees. And then he said they went to the Ozarks this past year and he turned it all the way up. And it was like a summer day and they could smell it. So obviously they were like, hey, come on, you turn the fucking heat all the way up, asshole. But
jeez. I would do that at hotels.
You do that at my house, I'm fighting you.
That shit is expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive. Hotels. Especially to make your house 40 degrees like that in the middle of fucking summer.
Oh, yeah.
First off, is it like I would never want to turn my heat on during the summer, though.
If you keep it at a steady temperature and don't fuck with it, like, it doesn't, like, increase or decrease. But if you go and fuck with it, and every time you get cold, you turn your shit to, like, 80 degrees, and then turn it down to, like, 69 once you get, like, cool or warm, and then you just keep doing that shit, that's when it gets expensive.
Watching TikTok still. Are you 1 year or something?
There you go, Trav. That's something you have to look forward to.
Oh, I know. I mean, I didn't turn my heat off tonight. I usually turn it off and then turn it on in the morning, but I left it on tonight because I forgot and I left the house and realized that, but it's fine. I only keep the house at like 50 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Just warm enough to work on it, so.
Shoot, something we didn't get to last week that I wanted to talk about is, because I don't know how the heck it just popped in my mind, but the fast food fries. Of course, you guys probably like McDonald's fries.
McDonald's fries. Not after the McDonald's fries.
Freddy says the best fries.
Oh. Wendy's.
Yeah, what is, yeah, I was going to pose the question. What's the best fries?
Like, Cajun fries are pretty
those
good.
Those are fucking good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Does Taco Bell's nacho fries
count? I said that last time, and then they all said they were trash. So.
Would you eat them without nacho cheese?
No, those are not trash. What?
Would you eat them without nacho cheese?
Yes. Yeah. I do it all the time.
That's gross.
Those are gross.
But you're gross, Zach.
I am, but like those fries are grosser.
Wendy's fries are either way too salty or like cold.
They have always been salty when I've tried them.
So here's the thing.
But it's sea salt, so it's just a different type of salt. That's why they seem more salty than regular fries.
But I'm in Missouri. I don't want sea salt.
Well, then that is also
river salt.
Is that
because
I don't know?
Huh?
You're just fucking tapping your head like goddamn tapping rubber belly at the same time.
I could do it.
You need to rock the hood too, there, Trav.
No, I like, no, honestly. Wendy's fries, get that, you dip it with a Frosty. My favorite.
Oh, I fucked that up. I fucked that up.
It doesn't matter, your fries are cold then.
Exactly. Like, okay. I don't care about that point.
I like Wendy's fries when I get chili and put chili sauce in it, then dip the fries in the chili. It's good.
See, I'm not going out to a place to
why
get
not
chili.
Just get the,
Wendy's
chili
is
fries.
Good. Are you joking? You also don't
spicy.
Put your shopping cart back, so your opinion.
I've worked in fast food restaurants to where I know how people can cut corners and stuff and have stuff sit out the entire time. This thing about soup.
You see,
that's pretty much a soup.
I've made the executive decision to eat the
chili
rinse.
Out.
I want you to know, I was talking mad shit on you last night. We went up to Walmart, and the person who was with us never heard of the shopping cart theory. Because I pulled up and parked. There was just like 8 shopping carts all throughout the parking lot at Walmart. It was a day, because it was like 10 o'clock at night. And they were just like, there's shopping carts everywhere. I was like, yeah, it's probably some asshole like Kramer. He's like, too lazy to put his cart back up.
I'm a Price Shopper today, and...
You realize you're
basket.
Shit again?
Got basket.
Well, I respect that.
Did you put the basket back
so, like,
no, he left
done,
the basket on top of somebody's car.
Yeah, he put the basket on the ground.
I don't know where the basket went because once I put it on the conveyor belt, they took it and did something with it. So I'm like, all right, that's not my problem now.
Probably
don't
sanitized
lie, put it. On top of
they probably
car.
Knew what you were going to do, so they were like, let's get away from this guy.
They got a thing on the back of all of my things that said, this guy looking like
warning.
Yeah, every grocery store now has this one.
The cashier listened to the podcast, he said, this son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, no, it's funny, too, because, of course, I don't know why they're, like, cashiers want to make small talk. Like, you don't give a shit what I'm doing, exactly. Therefore, I don't care what you're doing either. But they're like, oh, hey, I'm get ready for the game tomorrow. And I'm like, sure.
I hate when they have to talk about my food. Like, I get it. I just bought 5 different types of ramen, but, like, let me live my life, okay? It's not your opinion that matters. I don't need you to approve of my purchases.
I've never had a cashier question my purchases. They've looked at me crazy, but I just look at them and smile. It's like, all right, I think I'm crazy, but I might be fucking insane, so make a comment about it.
I just want to, when they also talk to me about this stuff, be like... Act like I don't speak English and stuff like that, so like it just makes it look even awkward or make it awkward. Because after that, just say, "All right, have a good day."
But well, like you're also like an extremely white man.
Exactly.
So
what
you
language
act like
would
you
can't speak?
I speak Italian.
All right, well, speak some Italian.
Yeah, please.
Okay,
some
let me work some Italian first.
Spaghetti, like
that?
No,
that is
hella
racist. That's very racist.
It is not. We're saying what we think you can speak.
I took 4 years of Spanish.
I took 5 years of Spanish, and
I can't speak Spanish.
As Tasha, that's about
can't
it.
Can't speak. Mine, in Spanish, we got to pick our own name.
Yep, same.
Mine was Dino Leo. Guess what that translates to? Justice Lion. That's badass.
That is pretty badass.
I changed my legal name to Dino Leo.
That's funny you say that, because we saw a picture earlier today of Travis's dog, Rocco, depicted as a lion.
That's true.
Or a tiger, actually. Travis was depicted as Joe Exotic.
No, he wasn't. He was a Wolverine.
No, this is a different chat.
Oh, this is bullshit. What is this?
Jairus, you're not part of the knife game.
Yeah.
There's only,
I don't want to be.
There's only 5 people in the knife game.
Don't pull the knife out.
That is a tiny knife, Zach.
Okay, just gets the job done. Hadn't had any complaints. Wouldn't
we
care
if I did.
No, because I went to Walmart last time, like I said. And in the clearance section, they had a pack of 5 knives for $12. So I bought them and like dispersed them amongst us, thinking it'd be funny. Zach took it like way too serious. He's like sharpening them and shit.
I was at Walmart earlier today. They had the 18-inch machete for $5 that I bought Brody for Christmas. They also had another pack of those knives. I didn't buy either.
Those knives, there was like 6 packs of them that cheap. I thought that was really cheap for
there was
knives.
Only 1 pack left.
So you're saying between when you go there?
Right after I left your house, so like 4 o'clock.
So you're saying between 10 p.m. and like 5 p.m. Four packing. Yeah, they sold 20 knives.
Yeah, there are 20 knives wandering around St. Joe. That's why we got to stay strapped.
I didn't bring mine.
Stay strapped with knives. The best fries, though. We went off the tangent. Oh, yeah, dude. Best fries. I was thinking about
Wendy's. We went from talking about fries and knives?
Yep.
Are you new here, Jeff?
That's how this works.
Is this your first time? Cool. How the fuck did that happen?
That happened, Jay.
Do you realize
we were talking about the inner workings of my mind are an enigma, Jay.
Yeah. Anytime I work at fast food.
I'm going to just say Freddy's are my favorite fries. Freddy's and fry sauce.
Freddy's?
Shopping cart theory.
Freddy's fries get cold so quick and they're so thin.
You give your fries a chance to get cold?
By the time I go from my car to my house, they're cold.
Amateur. You got to eat on the drive home.
Yeah, but you want to eat them all.
Okay,
I like to have my fries with my burger.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to eat my burger in my car.
You can't say exactly what you mean.
You're setting yourself up.
I want to enjoy my meal.
You are setting yourself up.
I want to turn on Naruto, sit down with my food, and enjoy it.
If you want your fries to be hot all the time, no matter how cold you're trying to get them, go to Cabana's. They have.
But they don't.
I'll show the kicks off a little bit.
I'm not saying they're good.
They're literally Walmart crinkle cut fries that they put in the.
They're
deep
so
fryer.
Soft. No matter how
I
hard
never said they're good. I said they're really fucking hot.
Here's the thing. The only time I get fries is when I'm at Wendy's. I can't get fries anywhere else because it's just not for me.
I'm just gonna say
McDonald's fresh fries are the best fries.
I like onion rings better than French fries.
I do too. I'm more of it like more like deep fried cheese. That's my move. Like,
do you
like mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella sticks and the deep fried tacos last night started out.
Yeah, dude.
Have you had Ford's like pepper balls?
I don't eat Ford's. It's in the South End. I hate the South End. I don't like the South End.
It's the best tasting Ebola I ever had. So,
what was I gonna say?
My first ward, I had some cheese sticks there at my tacos.
Like
that first ward does not have any good business of just like no, like they have great business, but they have no business of having that good of a taco.
The taco's fun. That's
it's ridiculous.
It's honestly astounding.
Such good job.
Just speaking of onion rings, I'm not gonna lie. When I get Burger King and they give me fries and stuff, there's a little hope. There's always an onion ring.
Dude, their onion rings are good.
They're what Burger right? King's onion rings and juice fries and the Hershey pies are the only good things there.
There's nothing
opinion.
Good at Burger King.
Hershey pies, onion rings, and chicken fries.
I bet somebody wiped their asshole with that before they served.
Do you know you can buy a whole ass Hershey pie from like Walmart?
You can't.
For like the same price you buy one slice.
And you see, I don't. If I go to Walmart to do that, I buy the strawberry cheesecake from the bakery because it's fucking phenomenal.
I love cheesecake.
Cheesecake's good. Cookie cake's good too. But
I get a cookie cake every birthday, so I get cheesecake whenever. I'm wanting something like that because I don't eat regular cake.
Bro, I remember like the first time I lived by myself, I bought like a whole ass cheesecake, and that was like the realization like I can now do whatever the fuck I want. I'm like, it's not me.
I know it's the power.
Speaking of fast foods, Zach mentioned earlier this week that Taco Bell is bringing back potatoes.
They are.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm so ready. I don't want to lose
this. He's getting strapped. Why are you judging?
Are you that fucked up already? You've had like 2 beers.
I'm not fucked up. I just don't want to lose my cup.
Why aren't you fucked up yet? You need a high life?
I've had 4. I'm not allowed to have highlights because I only brought in 8 and Travis accused me of slacking. So he's going to drink all 8 and I will go get more from the car.
Zach is rationing high life. I'll be back. I'm going to get high life.
Oh, now you're going
to get your own?
I have to now. You guys are rationing high life.
Travis. My truck?
No, they're over here.
Bring me a high life.
All right.
Alright, so potatoes back at Taco Bell. So what does that mean, Zach?
That means, as of right now, it's only confirmed that the soft shell tacos with the potatoes in them, and then the potato bowl, what are they called? Like
the Fiesta potatoes.
Yeah, the Fiesta potatoes are
the best
only
thing on the menu.
Confirmed things back, except anything with meat in it, you can substitute potatoes for. But I'm hoping with this, they'll bring back the Fritos burrito and the grilled cheese burrito.
Beefy Frito burrito.
The grilled cheese burrito is overrated.
Shut the fuck up.
I talk to you. Off the show, Tasha.
I agree with you.
I respectfully disagree.
I can't wait to see that.
It's not. There's highlights number 7. Here's number 8.
Gosh, grilled cheese burritos are the best things in the world.
Oh my god. What did you do?
Did you shake that bitch up before you gave it to me?
No. I swear to God, I didn't.
Jared's gonna have a towel.
Yeah, I'll get you a paper towel.
Oh my
dude,
god.
You almost
It looks like what you threw hell, that across man. The room.
I swear to God I didn't do that.
That just poured out of my sleeve.
Jairus, I didn't do anything, but I'm sorry. I really didn't do anything to that beer.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have done that to you.
Thanks, man.
Next time we go to the Taco Bell, I'm going to contemplate coming in your burrito.
Like, I'm dead serious. I did not do anything to that beer. Granted, they fell out of the fridge. So earlier, earlier, I put all the highlights in the mini fridge, and they made the fridge open back up and fell, but I walked back and put them all back in the fridge.
Yeah, so it's probably still...
No, I've drank three. That's the last one, and all the other ones were fine.
Open your beer.
Oh, God, be careful.
Yeah, for you listeners, for you listeners, Zach opened a can of beer and it went everywhere. And Travis is sorry too, but he's sucking. He's got them good lips.
I got them DSL, boy.
Jay, do you have a dryer?
Yes.
Zach, deadass, you can wear my hoodie if you need to wear something. You can wear them.
No, the funniest part about it is when I reached down, like more of it poured out of my sleeve. It's like a long time.
Is that funny or just sad?
I'm not mad. I like it.
Zach, why do you have a coffee mug? Not judging, just curious.
Oh, Jairus got me a coffee mug for Christmas with my puppy's face on it on her birthday.
Great, Christmas was about...
I ordered it the 12th of December.
That long?
No, I ordered it like the week of Christmas.
Oh.
But they told me, some, you're not going to get it for Christmas, and that's fine.
So you just got all kinds of gifts today.
Exactly.
I want to
you want to hear some bullshit?
Always.
You know what Meg told me last night?
What Meg said?
My house can't just be decorated with Kanye West and Miller High Life shit. I need actual decorations.
I don't think that's your house. That's not you're making the rules for.
But you're probably going to have a couple like naked titties and shit on.
No, I don't want. She said, what are you going to do if you get a girlfriend and she says you can't have all that? I said, she gets one room to decorate. The one she lives in.
Oh, no.
I pay the mortgage rent here.
Meg and Brody are also complaining about the couch and like, well, if you don't have any place to sit there, there's a steel chair that you can just sit in.
Dude, all them steel chairs are broke. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. All
right, they shouldn't have made fun of the couch.
All right, I want to point this out real quick. We record this on a Saturday night. We do have the Bills and Ravens game going.
This
on.
Is dog horseshit.
No. Justin Tucker has missed two field goals in a game. I don't think I've ever seen that boy miss one. Like, I've seen him miss one in a game, but two in a game.
He's missed one like the past two games, I believe.
And whoever the Packers kicker right now is 1-for-2, which is the Bills. Why did I say Packers? Like the player.
How many
beers?
How many
beers did you get?
I actually had one.
Oh, and also, I didn't get hit. I didn't get hit in the face. I was unloading a dump trailer today. And I grabbed a window to, like, pull it out of the trailer, and a piece of sheetrock swung and hit me in the eye. So it legit looks like I got hit in the face, but I didn't.
Actually, I think this beer is payback for Trav looking like that for me. I'm sorry.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, there was a scrap in my truck on the way up here.
I pulled a knife. Trav also pulled a knife. It got hairy.
It was like a sword fight with knives.
Yeah, but you got hurt. You hit in the face. Kind of brings us to our next topic of our injury history. I don't know how the heck we even started talking about this. I think it was on Thursday at karaoke night. We're talking about your scar on your forehead.
Got a Harry Potter scar.
What's that mean?
What?
He's got a Harry Potter scar in his face.
What's that mean? Like
from Harry Potter, he's got the little.
You never seen a picture of Harry Potter?
Here's the thing. I've never watched Harry Potter before, but I know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
The lightning bolt scar that he has.
A Harry Potter hand?
You've never seen a picture of Harry Potter? He's never seen Harry Potter?
I've seen,
Travis had four beers, excuse him.
Notice how my iPad's on incognito all the time.
What's the screensaver on that iPad?
Yeah, Travis' screensaver on his laptop is,
very erotic.
Very erotic. Mm-hmm. Some adult content, if you would like to say.
If you'd like to see it, it will be...
No, okay. So last week after the podcast... I changed it. Last week after the podcast, I was playing Madden, and Zach was on my laptop doing goofy shit.
I don't remember this.
I straight up just closed my laptop, and it's been dead in my bag since then. Well, I open up my laptop, and my background's just some girl getting fucking railed. So...
I don't remember that.
It was Zach, and it was actually pretty funny, but I was not ready for it.
I don't think any of us were ready for it.
That was loud.
Dude, you are messed up right now, aren't you?
No, I'm not. My kickstand fucked up. See? What the fuck? The magnet didn't work well. How do magnets work, Kramer? Shit's magic.
I still don't understand why you don't. You never seen a Harry Potter scar. That's what I thought you were looking up.
You don't have a Harry Potter scar.
No. It's just the fact he has a scar on his forehead. You should actually.
I do too.
How the hell did you get the scar on the forehead, bud?
All right. I was three or four, and my brothers, who are like 10 and 8 years older than me, were like fighting at my aunt's house, and they did what every like brother quarrel does. They threw a DVD copy of Big Daddy at one of my brothers. Threw it at the other. The other jumped out of the way, and it hit me right here in the forehead. And let me just say, blood was everywhere, and they were trying to convince me it wasn't that bad. Like, obviously I was going to need stitches, but, like, I thought I was going to die. And they were like, do you want to look at it in the mirror and, like, realize how bad it was? And I said no, because I thought I could see my brain.
You were four?
Could you see your brain?
I didn't even look. I was so afraid of it. But after getting stitched up and went home, I got an early Christmas
present. So you get stitched up or butterfly?
Stitched up. I've had stitches twice.
I've had it once and it was terrible.
Actually, no, 3 times because I got stitches in my nose.
Fuck. How? Inside?
Septum surgery.
Oh. What'd you.
Yeah. You got a nose job?
Nice. What the hell did you do there?
It's only the second best job I've ever had. I don't know. My septum was bent and I couldn't breathe out of it. I got the surgery. They told me it was like a 60% chance of working, 40% it would fail. And they told me, like, by the time I was 50, it probably would revert back. And I was like, that's good. Yeah, I went back within a year. So I got the surgery and felt like shit for nothing.
Jeez, that's terrible. No, stitches-wise, I felt all my stitches on my chin. It was ridiculous. Hey, playing baseball, got cleated in the face.
Ooh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I never noticed you had a scar until you pointed it out.
Yeah, no, anytime I got a smaller thing. No. Like, I'm back to first base. I get picked off. First baseman decides to jump over me because he missed the ball. And I always turn my face going that way, so if the ball does when the pitcher hits me, at least hits me in the back of the helmet. But yeah, the dude's cleat went go straight down like that, and yeah.
Gotcha, bitch!
Felt all the stitches going through, which was because of the numbingness. Plus, the chick was cleaning my face at the hospital. She was trying to get this dirt out. She's like, there's like this dirt stuck in here. It ended up being a hair follicle. So she was just digging at my face for no damn reason.
It's terrible. Badass.
No, but I've broken shit all over my body. I get hurt a lot. As you can tell, the wrist-wise, this past month and a half.
That wasn't like necessarily full-blown broke. It was just like injured.
Right? I don't know. The couch, or getting the chair off your truck, I held it like that. It just went away. I said, yep, I lost it. Like, dude, there's some nerve damage in this freaking wrist. I already know it.
But when you're done talking about injuries, I want to like segue for a second. You just reminded me of something.
Go ahead.
Let's go ahead.
You ready? Yeah. I am just minding my own business in my house, just screwing She-Rock up. I hear, whoa, 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 and I look over, and Zach and Kramer have a 12-foot piece of She-Rock, and they're trying to, like, flip it 180 degrees. I look over, and I see Zach, mouth completely open, terrified out of his mind, and this piece of She-Rock is flinging him across the room, and it hits the window. When it does, you just see Zach go, boom, and like hit up against the wall, and he just looks over and like puts his shoulders up scared. I was like, I didn't mean to get that, bro.
No, from my vantage point, because we had...
Yeah, like, Kramer goes to flip it, and Zach goes flying.
It looked like he was going to go right through your front window.
I thought you were falling through my shitty old window. I was going
to
be upset.
To be fair, I held on to that sumbitch. I didn't let go.
You should have probably let go.
And then the four inches of the corners all fucking ripped up and out from banging off the window.
But hey, that's a jumping off point. Someone asked, like, hey, what's wrong with your wall here? No.
Oh, you won't see it.
Let me tell you.
I'll finish it. It'll be fine.
I will point it out to people.
You won't see it.
No, but we'll know.
Which corner is it then?
It's the one's closest to the bedroom.
Well, the bedroom, yeah.
Fuck, you're right, actually.
Yeah, I know, bud. I was there, bud.
Right. The one.
Back to the injury. I just thought that was really funny because you were talking about
it. You could have been. You even seriously hurt today, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I thought Zach was going to, like, I thought he rolled his ankle or something at first.
I broke my tibia and my right knee.
I've broken
a lot of bones in my toes.
All right. Do you count fractures as breaks?
Your bone. It's messed up. So,
not even a clean.
If you're talking injury, it's an injury. A fracture is still an injury. Yeah. So, like, I would say, like,
I broke my nose before. I had concussions plenty of times. I've actually broke my nose twice.
No, I fractured my ankle, my left ankle, and my right knee playing soccer. And, like, It wasn't even from playing soccer.
Dude, soccer is not good for either you or me.
No, because, like, soccer would start in the summer, and it would end in the fall. And then I would do dick all from fall to summer, so I'd just be, like, so fucking out of shape that I would, like, try to keep up with everyone in the summer practice, and I'd get hurt. It was pretty cool. Because I'd get out of class for soccer, I wouldn't have to play. The crutches sucked.
This kid was on crutches for like 2 years
straight. They didn't give me any casts either. So like everyone thought I was faking it. Yeah, I got a boot.
Was Brody ever on crutches? He always rolls his
ankles. Not that I know of, but yeah, that fucker, he can't look at a fucking basketball court without rolling his ankle.
But it's on my basketball, like, I've been elbowed and kneed and much playing pickup.
You probably never actually, you never had like a big injury.
Knock on wood, I've never broken a big bone. I've broken.
Knock on wood, dude.
I can't mix it. I broke a toe.
Jazz, have you?
I can't stub it.
Huh?
You stub it?
No.
It Jazz can't be hurt.
Jazz, I mean, but it's so tiny that it
injuries, chance oh. Like a major injury.
So tiny.
You're tiny, bud.
Kramer, I weigh more than you.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, she does.
Jesus, how much do you weigh?
207. Shit's getting deep.
I'm at 203 now. I actually got up. I'm above 200 again. Dude, yeah, Corona took me under 200. I was shocked.
Must be nice.
I lost 15 pounds when I had it.
Dude, it's bad.
You lost 15 pounds?
Where what?
Where'd you lose it?
I don't know.
Your dick?
Girth.
No, like legit, I look the same when I'm 125 or when I'm 150.
It's all in the dick. So basically,
he takes a swig of high five.
So basically, I need to catch a little bit to lose weight.
Yeah, you don't. I would. I do not recommend that at all.
I'll tell you the worst.
I'd stop it for a week to lose weight.
No, the worst thing about COVID, hands down, I get the symptoms are bad for people. It's not being able to be with my friends for 11 days.
I'm not gonna lie. It was quite nice. I'm joking.
Fuck, give me that mindset. I was so bored by day three.
Dude, I was bored by day. I was bored by day three as well.
How many times did you wink it? Well, I guess you.
My girlfriend was there, but we were both sick, so we couldn't bang.
I mean, you could.
I mean, we could, but, like, that urge is gone when I can barely fucking breathe to walk up the stairs.
Just, like, you wouldn't be able to taste, so you can eat your ass.
No, I got
You can breathe when you walk up the stairs.
I got hit hard.
I've had COVID for 10 years, then.
Yeah, I guess I've had COVID since high school.
Yeah, the shortness of breath got me once getting back to the gym, and I'm breathing fine.
Did you lose your smell and taste? Nope. You see, I lost mine, and it was, like, surreal, but, like, every morning I'd make a point to get, like, I'd get up. We have this thing of peppermint oil, because I put it, like, by the back door for spiders. And I would go over and take a big fucking puff of it. Couldn't smell nothing. I could feel the burn of my nose from it. Couldn't smell nothing. And then, like, the day before I was out of warranty, I took a big huff and almost threw up, because it was, like, so strong. It comes back and goes away so quick, the smell and scent loss.
So this might be a dumb question, but can you still feel, like, your dry mouth and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I can feel, like, it feels the same.
Yeah, no, I'm happy I didn't lose any taste or smell. I just don't feel like eating.
My sister had it, and she says she lost it.
She's not a big fan with it.
She also works for the fucking overtime home with 50.
Well, I actually probably have like the biggest injury history though. So I broke foot.
That's true. You do.
Broke foot. Broken arm. I broke three ribs. I chip bone, and a fracture, hairline fracture in my elbow at the same time. I have a pinched nerve in my elbow, I have a pinched nerve in my other arm, and I broke my right thumb twice and my left thumb once.
Little do you guys know, Travis is on. Travis is on the crew of Jackass.
Huh?
You're on the crew of Jackass, apparently.
No, it was racing four-wheelers growing up is a good way to get hurt.
Yeah,
it's a very good way to get hurt.
Very, very
good. Ironically, none of those things were racing four-wheelers.
Wasn't the ribs before we looked? You hit a tree?
Okay, yeah, so my ribs and my thumb breakings were on a four-wheeler. My ribs were on a four-wheeler. My foot was playing basketball. I rolled my ankle and then kept playing on it and ended up breaking it. My elbow was on a BMX bike and I had my elbow skid because I kind of like, I cased a jump, came up, skid my elbow, and it was bad scalped and it hurt. But then I later found out that there was a chip out of the bone and a hairline fracture. What's to say? Ribs, yeah.
Speaking of BMX bikes, remember we used to make like 4-foot-tall ramps at Levi's house?
Oh, dude, I'm about to get another BMX bike and bring it back.
Oh, you should. Because
my fat ass.
I weigh a lot more now.
You got your BMX downstairs in your coal room.
That's my mountain bike.
But yeah, you still got that.
That's where it belongs.
Get a ramp. You got that big hill right next behind your dwelling. You just go right down that real tight ramp and go bam.
You have no idea how uncomfortable I am on a bike. Like when I was a carry a shed back around, I'm terrified.
I weigh a lot more. Terrified. More fragile.
I'm not wearing
a fucking helmet, I can tell you that. Yeah, Chaz would like ride bikes. We'd all ride bikes growing up. And Chaz would ride bikes for fucking 4 days. His mom would be like, Chaz, you better be wearing a helmet. And the day he puts on a helmet, he'd get fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That happened to me once. That's exactly what happened to me. The first time I put on a helmet, I was going down this hill and something happened. All I remember is I flipped over the front of the handlebars and I landed on my back. My first bump, by the way, for wrestling wise. Did that and it just fucking hurt. But good thing I had the helmet on.
Well, good thing you had the helmet on. Bradley Martin, also jinxed you.
Bradley Hall jumped that fucking rock pile and he just ditched the bike and he landed.
Oh yeah, there was this big ass rock pile that easily 5 foot, 6 foot. It was gravel, just like a 5-6 tall rock pile, and we were hitting it, and fucking this kid hit it hard and just gets in there, ditches his bike and lands on his knee. We're 16, we thought he died.
He gets up, laughs like Brody.
No, he was fine. It was terrifying.
Bradley.
Oh? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember I broke my right arm.
Country fed motherfuckers.
When I was, I want to say I was 12. And I remember cutting the cast with a hacksaw so I could work a throttle so I could race the last race of the year because it was for a championship. So I remember cutting, taking a hacksaw. Because you're
it's the movie scene of...
Dude, literally.
What movie was that with Talladega Nights where he was very trying
to... Dude, literally. Because, my cast came up, obviously, and it went around my thumb, and it kind of came up here in my digit. And, when you're on... obviously, on the four, you have a grip, and your throttle's here. Well, I physically couldn't push the throttle. So I remember, taking the saw and cutting that piece off. And then it stopped here so I could still use my front brake. So I remember just having the cast on, and then just putting my... jersey over my cast, so it wasn't very clear that I had one on. And I raced it. Raced the last race of the year on it, so.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, bud.
No hesitation, no surrender.
No man left behind. You want to stop that with your alligator pocket pussy?
Yeah.
That's that jersey, anyways.
Yeah, that actually is yours.
But Jackson and Jace kind of took it over.
Yeah, let him have it.
You like gripping that pocket pussy you got me?
That'd be
the ultimate grip from the outside.
Allegedly.
Fuck that, bud.
What intro did you want?
Urban Legend. Let's do that, bitch.
Oh, why is the inside like that?
That's what she said.
It's freaky as shit inside. Nothing but a stove in there. Well, I tell you, fucking nightmare zone.
I love that intro. Last week, talk about the moon landing. Which I still think some of it's,
irrelevant.
But this week now, I got the idea of Area 51. Because, talked about moon landing. Of course, if you're up in outer space, you're going to see some UFOs. You're going to see something. You probably see something. You know damn good and well, Area 51 is housing a lot of top shit, of course, secret shit that we don't know. And honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if there was any type of extraterrestrial life there. From hearing stuff from if you're looking for what Bob Lazar said, what's been there. He's walked past a room, looked through those little tiny windows you'd see at a school or something like that. The teacher actually doing something. But then looking over there, see two guys talking to a small humanoid type creature. But Area 51 is a big ass question mark. The fact that it's in in Nevada, in the desert. And it took them, 1980 in order for them to say, hey, we have this military base out here, but nothing weird's going on. Don't worry about it.
But you can't.
Everything's good. But yet, there's a big-ass radius of guys in their white trucks not letting you to,
Oh, you ain't getting to it.
Remember when there was, protests to try to raid Area 51?
Yeah.
Here's my thing. As easy as it was to get into the Capitol building, we definitely could have got there.
Yeah, that's the thing. They got into the fucking Capitol building pretty easy.
This is not a big-ass concert. Yeah. Big-ass fucking rave.
No, the Area 51 raid was a big-ass fucking... It was a joke.
It was
a meme leading up to, the day up. It was a joke. They were out there interviewing, the five people who were there.
Yeah.
And you just have some kid, fucking Naruto running behind them. And it was the meme that came out of it.
Who's the scariest person there?
Exactly.
Oh yeah, he's the biggest shinobi they had.
No, but it's like, why is it like so top secret about this place, in order for us to not?
That's
like,
classified, sir.
It's classified.
Depends who you ask.
I can't give you that kind of.
If you ask Alex Jones, it's because the Democrats and babies there.
Tell us.
I can't. It's classified.
I'll pay you.
How much you got?
That's not how that works. Not enough. Don't say anything.
That's exactly how it works.
Yeah, it's bribery. It's not worth my clearance, but I was interested in how much he was going to say he had to offer, because he don't got shit.
I wasn't going to give you
but
much.
I would honestly wouldn't be surprised, though, that they got some hokey shit out there that's, like,
I,
years before our time that we actually somehow have.
I should just go active duty and go all the way through the ranks until I can go to Area 51.
Do it.
And give us a Not Fast, Just Furious exclusive.
And then you find out they just eat babies there, like Alex Jones said the whole time.
Alex Jones.
That's where all the gay frogs are.
Alex Jones is annoying.
I don't think there's any extraterrestrial stuff going on there, but I do think they've got some secret shit there.
Oh no, they have to, because that's where they... I think it's not where they had the stealth bomber. That thing is badass.
Isn't that where they made like the Blackbird thing too? The thing that could fly like almost as high as a space shuttle.
Yeah,
and it could it had no like it couldn't dot or counter missiles because it would just outrun them. That was their like
so little
their fix to it.
But you can also, I mean, there's a lot of things that have been popped up recently with. Like, the tiny tic-tac thing at the military base is locked on to see, like, there's got to be something out there that they're trying to test with.
I mean, I think at the least, they are going to do... At least they're using that for, like, their more secret testing and things.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think they would have to, you know, like, hey, some of the stuff that you've heard or seen, yeah, some of that's true. But don't worry about it. We don't have nothing UFO-wise. We're just trying to help...
You
want military
because you wouldn't believe them if they said it.
Well, because they've been lying to us this entire time.
Yeah, so.
Exactly. So, like, they're better off just saying nothing.
I would say you inherit it, like whoever is in the scenario now.
So
inherits that.
So at this point now, if they were to say the government or anybody said, "Yeah, no, this stuff's out here," would you be fine with that? Be like, "Oh, we kind of figured it was," or would it be just raise a bigger question? Like,
I mean, what do you think?
So what else are you going to are hiding away from you, away from us?
I mean, it depends how much faith you have in them to tell you.
I said, be careful opening it.
Or if you think they're just trying to, like, throw you off, like, you give them, like,
5%?
You give them a little bit so
they
don't keep asking.
After they already said, like, oh, yeah, all these UFOs, yeah, no, they're real. UFOs are real.
Did you see that, somehow within the stimulus check bill that we got?
I never got that.
Well, that sucks for you. But they snuck in like this thing where now they have until February to release all the information that they have on UFOs.
I know, like it was supposed to be out like last year.
Yeah.
But they delayed it even further.
So we're gonna have to talk about UFOs again.
Unless they find a way to delay it even further.
I think Area 51's biggest secret is Tupac's there.
Oh my gosh.
You see, I don't agree with
that's
that because why would he want to just stay there?
Exactly. Actually, a really interesting thing about like UFO shit. Watch, this is different. It is out of a Da Vinci writing, and his true take on extraterrestrial life is it goes one of two ways. Either you go and it's irrelevant because it's so minuscule it doesn't matter, or two, they're stronger than you and they overtake you. If they're less than you, it's irrelevant. If they're stronger than you, it's bad.
So it's a mindset.
It's a Da Vinci thing. Da Vinci kind of controversial.
Da Vinci probably had a lot of entropy and all this stuff, though.
But it would be a, it's crazy to think about that. I mean, and it's true to a point where it's, so if you really were to find this life on an exterior planet and you go find it, and if they're less than you, like less advanced, whatever it may be, you really don't gain nothing from it other than a question answered. And if they're stronger than you, now they're a threat. So why pursue it? Which is coming from someone like at that situation makes you kind of think.
That just seems like a mindset, though.
Yeah, I don't know. If we find, like, say we find someone on another planet and they're like caveman level advanced, like they got some intelligence, but they're not like obviously going to be better than us. Like, I see us doing like bad shit to them or whatever.
Probably. Taking over their planet to make
turns them into them. a colonization type of deal or. Which, I mean...
Like, seeing how we could fuck with their evolution.
Well, not even that. It'd be a science experiment. There's already situations where, I mean, I don't know if it kind of makes other people think, but, like, Elon Musk keeps making this big push. We need them to have it Mars, which
I mean, if he wants to nuke it to get the
orbit. That's nuclear fusion. It's not really a nuke. It's more of an artificial sun. That's why it's a nuke. It would cause moisture to be pulled out of the soil, and then it would create an ecosystem, and over time it would create an ozone. I mean, it's literally the Big Bang Theory is all it is. It's recreating that situation.
But you wouldn't want to have the Big Bang thing to re-happen since we're this
close. Well, no. It wouldn't be...
You know what I mean?
No, it wouldn't be like...
a super small scale
planet. No, it wouldn't be any bang. It would just be like...
No, you know what I mean? Because, that's still...
There wouldn't be any explosion or anything.
Yeah, no, but the fact that it's still in... there's so much radiation already into the... What's it called? Space... You're just adding more nuclear and possible more radiation out there that could possibly harm the actual space. So it could cause a vacuum. Do you think
that Americans give a shit about that kind of thing?
Like, that's just things they did the...
No, really.
Like, in terms of, like, the Big Bang, I guess I kind of misspoke on that. Because, like, it's the theory of... Not, like, anything to do with, like, the actual explosion, but it's the idea of what the radiation and what the heat did to the environment. And, I mean, but it kind of makes you wonder, because, like, someone who's that powerful and in that situation, if he finds this to be that big of a deal... I mean, you know what I mean?
So say if they're able to do all this tomorrow and everything's fine, quote-unquote fine, would you go visit Mars?
I mean, if they did it, I don't think I would necessarily... If this happened, I don't even know if we'd necessarily be able to do it in our lifetime. So,
well, also things
like, if it was possible, it was affordable, and it was risk-free, like, yeah, that'd be a dope-ass date. I'd take somebody out there.
It'd be cool, but, like, in our lifetime, the only way you're going to Mars is, like, one way.
You're talking 20 to 25... You're talking a 20 to 25 year lifespan for it to actually form an ozone, which I don't know the science beyond that. I mean, I'm assuming once there's an ozone there, that doesn't automatically make it inhabitable, but cause I'm sure there's other.
You have to wait out all the radiation stuff that you're actually going to get into. Because, I mean, if Chernobyl's
Once the ozone establishes, the radiation would be gone because the ozone blocks out the radiation created by this artificial sun that would be causing this to happen. So then it would be sustainable at that point.
He actually does know a lot more than I thought.
So I don't know.
Dude, Travis got a big brain.
I don't know how.
Travis is like a fucking sponge when it comes to like this.
I don't know. But after that, I don't know. I couldn't find it when I read up on it. Like, I don't know if at that point is the planet inhabitable. I'm not sure. And then I also couldn't find much up on it because it makes you curious. I mean, if there's a second, even if it's artificial and it would burn up over a certain period of time and be non-existent, I mean, how would a second sun affect Earth considering Mars is?
So right.
The closest planet to
it. So would the second sun be like on Mars?
Be above Mars because it would create like that's the idea. Like, oh my gosh, I've been too long. I can't like speak up. I know the sun creates your environment. It all comes from the sun, and that's the idea behind that. But they're thinking if you had an entity like the sun closer to Mars, which would be all nuke is nuclear fusion. Like when I say nuke Mars, it's an expression because. All nuke is nuclear fusion. That's all the sun is. It's a repeated radioactive bomb going off. That's what the sun is. It's literally basically a nuke going off over and over. And so when you create this artificial sun, which would be technically a nuke in terms of what we know, because that's how we would create it, you would just pretty much heat the planet and it'd cycle like Earth eventually is the thought process if there is a core similar to Earth, which they believe there is. But I don't know. It's a lot of theory.
So it would be like a sun closer to Mars in which it would happen a lot quicker than...
Yeah, but the idea is, I do not know numbers. I'm saying, like, in theory, if Mars is I know the wrong numbers, but Mars is a mile away from the sun. They're saying, okay, Mars is a mile away from the sun. Well, if we put one, instead of 5,280 feet, if we put one 1,230 feet...
It's kind of like making it, like, a separate game. Moon.
Yeah, yes. It's a situation, like... And if you do that, like, they believe, like, there's a core, there's soil in Mars, it would draw it up, become inhabitable, which, but like Zach previously said, I'm assuming if this was the case, it would be more of a one-way ticket, which this also leads to a whole other thing where it would probably be an elitist type of thing to escape what Earth has.
You see how much money Musk wants for people to take a trip to the moon, which...
Well, it's
for the SpaceX program. It's
absolutely reasonable though, because this is literally the most expensive thing you can do.
It takes so much to like get just to get ready and go there, let alone. But I feel like the first people on Mars wouldn't be like the elite. It'd be the people to like lay the foundation for that.
It would be scientists and things along them lines. But I would say, if in 30 to 35 years Mars really was an inhabitable planet, like they wouldn't be sending guys like me up there.
I mean,
it would be elitists getting away from what's here more than likely. It'd be people with so much money. they're going there to have their own area to be gone from all this shit happening.
Which, I mean, to be honest, is actually kind of
Mars.
Poconano Mars.
Yeah, like it would be a...
Poconews.
Yeah, that's what it would be. It'd be people who are have so much money and they want to get excluded from the chaos in the world, so they go and find a new world and then eventually make their own chaos because that's how life works.
It just follows humanity.
Yeah, right? It's humanity, but that's a whole other situation that I do not want to talk about.
Yeah, no, but a lot of shit.
That was a hell of a tangent.
Dude, we went from Eric to doing that, which I'm definitely not mad about.
I'll talk about Musk shit any day. You just pick it.
I don't talk about Musk. Let's just do it. I want Elon Musk to actually come on our show at some
Let's
point.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, at some point. Down. Like, I don't care. We can find him the best stuff that Joe Rogan didn't give him somewhere in this part of Missouri.
I got a guy.
But
Dude doesn't sleep.
I would love to see Elon. Dude, he's an alien, man. I like it.
If you ever actually, like, listen, I think you did. You actually, like, ever sit and listen to him talk?
Oh, it's weird.
How depressing it is. It's depressing. Like, he starts talking about, like, being very young and, like, realizing who he was and talking about, like, this dude's, like, 13 years old. And he's, like, he said, I basically, like, got to the situation where I was, like, my life is not about enjoyment. I'm here to serve people and make their lives better. Like, I have this capability, I have this mind, I have everything I have. Like, my life isn't meant for enjoyment. My life is meant to excel the life of others. And that's where you get, like, the situation. Which, granted, I mean, what he's doing is absolutely amazing. I mean, I know there's a lot of controversy behind him where people... I don't know, I'm not getting involved in controversy stuff, but there's a lot of things where people truly do have, like, hard feelings towards him in a lot of negative ways. But, I mean, I don't know, you can just look at what the guy's done. It's hard to deny. It's insane. But it's very depressing when he talks about it, because he talks about being young and, like, pretty much realizing, like, I don't even deserve a childhood at this point. Like, I have to start now because I'm one of millions, you mean one in millions of people who can actually make a difference in this scenario. I mean,
it's deep.
Just sad to think about, but I would say that's, I mean, most people who are incredibly intelligent like that are very off people.
Does your phone keep popping up with the earbuds?
Keeps popping up with the earbuds.
I was wondering why it didn't do it to mine.
Okay. If you didn't know, so Zach's AirPods was trying to pair to my phone while I'm trying to look at the rundown.
Let's go to some Would You Rathers. I mean, this is like one of our favorite things. I can't believe we talked with Bink for about 20 minutes on this Would You Rather stuff last
week. Yeah, no, it was very good.
That was fantastic. I can go off first. I mean, because Jay's going to take a leak. Would you rather jump through a table on fire or a table that has barbed wire?
Well, that's easy.
Table on fire. Table on fire or barbed wire?
Table break, and of course, it's going to break everything.
On fire, easily. Because the barbed wire is going with you. The fire, at least it breaks away from you on the table.
Yeah, but how do you know that the fire is still going to be there? Because most, 3/4 of the time, it's going to stick on you.
Well, I can stop, drop, and roll to get a fire off me. Yeah,
can't stop, drop, and roll for barbed wire.
I have to sit there and peel barbed wire.
There's one person who would have the answer to this.
There's exactly one person.
It's superhuman.
I mean, hasn't he done something like this before?
Oh, he's done both of these things. Sure.
Honestly, I feel like barbed wire would be a lot easier. Granted, it's just going to cut you up and scrape you up a little bit, maybe cause a little bit of scarring or two, but then you have a good story rather than, oh, I'm going to jump through this this table on fire. But then again, I bet most Buffalo Bills fans already have done something like this before, even if they're a kid or not.
That video is hilarious.
Would you jump through a table on fire?
Lamar.
Or a table that breaks, of course. Or a table with barbed wire.
Oh, fire.
That was the worst throw I've ever seen.
I do barbed wire.
Fucking professional quarterback throw.
Also, too, however, like, wrapped around the barbed wire is around the table, that's also another factor, too.
Another factor is there somebody with a fire extinguisher ready?
No.
Then what the fuck?
Jay, you gotta do the Ricky
Bobby. You're pretty much by yourself.
I can find water somewhere.
Zach said he can stop, drop, and roll.
No, he's got to stop.
You got to drop.
Shut him down. Open up shop.
Oh.
Well, I figured it was fucking there'd be someone with a fire extinguisher right there waiting.
No, this isn't a controlled experiment. It's like someone slams you through a table. You want that table on fire or wrapped in barbed wire?
I say barbed wire. Because one, I'm not going to be naked. So I'm going to have
some. It's going to go in your skin, not once, but twice. It's going to go in your skin once you hit the table and then once you hit the ground. And then when you get up, you have the pain of ripping it out. When you go through the table, you have a chance of one. The fire.
I know what barbed wire is.
Have you ever jumped through fire? Like, it's not gonna feel
good. No, it won't. But I'd rather do that than on fire.
Have you ever jumped through, like, jumped over fire?
What'd you say?
Have you ever jumped over fire?
Yes.
Okay, so have you ever put like cologne on your hand and caught on fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you do understand that there's a very high chance that once you go through that table, the fire will go out and or it's going to go away from you and you cannot even get burnt.
I ain't scared of
nothing. You have a chance of not being burnt at all or a chance of getting severely fucked up.
Do you think fire can burn me?
No, I'm supposed to take a barbed wire.
I already look like I got a little burnt. I'm alright with getting a little more.
I'm doing barbed wire.
My whole thing when I thought this was a fucking experiment. a plant experiment. That was someone fire extinguisher right there.
Nope.
Change the whole.
You can't.
Are you still really jump over barbed wire? Or jump on barbed wire?
I would because it's you have a better chance of knowing the outcome.
Nope.
You do not know what your outcome is when you have something that you can't even control like fire. Unless you can control fire, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on fire.
That's right. Like, that's right. Chaz hasn't got hurt, hasn't died, any of that stuff.
It's... Exactly. You're not like.
He's like, I don't want to freak you out. This is the last high life.
You're on the roof.
You had one of
those. No way.
No, you did not do that to me. You had a backup high life this whole time in your coat, and it's fucking warm.
It's not warm.
Drinking pussy.
Well, this one's like almost full still.
Make
I was
sure
just...
it's not shaking up though.
You go put it in the fridge.
I'm still saying barbed wire.
All right,
I'm going with fire.
Fire,
barbed wire.
Definitely fire.
I'm doing chicken wire.
Where's this?
I had. Did anyone else have a wood? You had?
I did.
I had wood.
Does that one wrapped up? Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Would you rather have to fight one on one an alien from Alien versus Predator or a predator from Predator versus?
You're about to be pissed at me.
What?
I've never watched it.
But you know what they are, right?
Faintly.
Okay. So
I don't know enough to understand which one I'd want to fight. Oh, here, I'll just go purely off intimidation factor.
No, I'll walk you through.
You'll fight that alien pussy.
Predator. Predator is the best hunter in the galaxy. He's the one who can go invisible.
Well, I don't want to fight the best hunter in the galaxy. I don't want to fight the not so good hunter in the galaxy.
Can I fight the alien that pops out of the dude like that one?
No, you don't fight a chest popper. You fight a full grown one. You fight
an alien can take a bullet. Like, if I shoot it, it's going down.
Okay,
so
like, Predator's... No, Predator's the biggest... Well, thing
Predator's way scarier.
But the aliens... the aliens are genetically engineered by the Predators to be the hardest thing to hunt. They did that to challenge themselves.
Well, I'm fighting it, not hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no... I'm not trying to find it. I've already found it.
What do you
do
when you hunt? What happens when you're done hunting it? You gotta fight it to kill it.
I'm not gonna hunt it.
You
if it's gonna hide deer.
You don't fight, don't fight deer. You don't fight turkey. You hunt it.
Jay, what if that turkey's hunting you back while you're hunting?
All right, think about now.
Like
you
I'm fucking
draw
MBI.
First
yeah,
blood.
That's good.
I'm gonna fight the predator because if I best one predator and the other ones are there, they respect you for doing it. They don't kill you for killing.
Then you get to join their boy band, like
exactly.
You're in the
no, they don't. They just give you a bitchin' like spear.
You get a spear.
You get a spear.
No, I'm gonna take out.
This thing's creepy.
You know,
aliens have acid blood, so if you stab one, your hands.
That's
melting.
Why I'm going to get a rifle from and just. Pop it off.
Do I get anything, or am I just by my... I can't fight this thing just
Alright, you're stranded in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a rifle. You get whatever you have on you right now. No running to your car. Nothing.
So I'm in...
So I get two high lives in my cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Right. I can still fuck up.
Too bad it's not a twisted T.
I believe in you.
And you know what? If I get some acid blood on me, and I get... Or I get killed, good fucking riddance. It's all good.
I'm just saying...
Can I call 911?
No. You can. They ain't gonna help you there.
I'm
like,
can I call Rhodey?
I just want to hide. Like, if I can hide out till they get there.
Jairus, this thing is hunting you while you are allegedly hunting it.
Well, you didn't
That's
say
not how this works.
It. You said we were fighting it.
You're fighting it.
No, he said we're fighting it. You're not hunting it.
I know, he just said we were hunting it.
It would not be enjoyable. Alright, you're fighting it. It's in this room with you.
Yeah.
You don't have to hunt it. It's right there. Go fuck it up.
Can I call
it? I will.
If it's in this room, then it's a home invader. I can shoot him.
Can I call fisticuffs so it's fair?
No, this thing doesn't know English.
They get knives and shit?
No, they don't get knives. It's just like the ultimate fucking created thing to be hunted. But you gotta fight it straight up. It's got a little mouth that can shoot through your skull.
Can we watch this movie sometime?
Yes.
This sounds fucking ridiculous.
I'm just gonna say right now,
you're all ridiculous, and I would. I just want the next person to ask their okay. question.
This alien doesn't look that scary.
If we're ridiculous,
then
Zach. You want
to fight the predator who can go invisible, has infrared, and is obviously very skilled
I'm
in any type of fighting combat,
I'm taking,
like, combat at all.
I'm going to fuck
yeah.
it.
And he has spears.
Yeah.
And doesn't he has some kind of, like, firearm of some sort. He has something.
He's got that shoulder-mounted cannon.
I'm
yeah.
calling
you just like that dude. I, who you get like this, and he's just like, ha-ha, boom, you're fucking dead.
I like my chances against him
really
versus
fucking hard.
An alien. Because those
alien
things,
who has right. no weapons.
No, right. those say, right. bro, its whole body is a weapon.
No, it's not.
Zach,
have you... Please ask your question.
Okay. Would you rather... Have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or burp after every kiss?
Burp after every kiss.
I wasn't.
I agree because I kiss less. I kiss less than I have serious conversations. That one sounds good on paper.
You have serious conversations?
I just had one for fucking 20 minutes.
About an alien versus predator?
Okay,
about
like,
must.
You okay,
shit his pants the whole goddamn time.
Okay, but is the fart, like, as long as the whole conversation, or do you just
it
have
just
an
varies.
Abrupt,
it varies from fart to fart. Not
you
all
just
farts
have an abrupt
the
fart.
They're like snowflakes.
Yeah, I would do that instead, because everybody farts. If somebody gets mad at me during a serious conversation because I just shit my pants, that's on them. They didn't have a very serious conversation then. But if I'm kissing someone, and then it escalates, but I burp in their face, that ruined everything.
Okay, what the fuck is this?
So say you're making out with somebody.
Right.
Yeah, no, so like if you break the kiss, you burp.
Yeah, that ruins the whole mood.
Yeah,
well, no, it doesn't, because
I'm getting laid less than I do now, and that's pretty much non-existent.
Oh, so that's
hard. Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, what's
the...
What's this added to the rundown? I didn't see this. In March, we will be having our own match, Martinus. Matt?
We've already talked about this. We already
talked about it last week.
It was like the beginning of the podcast.
Get this man a puppers.
Dude, Trav, you're drunk, bud. Dude, that's like the first thing I said, pretty much.
Never mind. Alright, well, anyone else got Would You Rathers?
Did I miss anyone? No.
You didn't have one.
Oh, I have
one.
You
have one for it.
You do?
Shoot it.
I found it. Would you rather have 10 years with your partner for choosing or one night stand with your celebrity crush?
10 years.
One night stand.
10 years.
Wait, what? Can you repeat that?
Would you rather have a 10-year relationship with a woman of your choosing? Or one night stand or celebrity crush? Can't be the same person.
One night stand.
I was just about to say.
They're both ending eventually. You might as well just do the one night stand.
One night stand. I get too attached to like put 10 years into it for nothing to come out of it.
Yeah, you
that's 10 years of boning.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, how do you know? Most married people don't get butt. I work with all kinds of married
according
people.
According to your dad,
you
fucking...
That's my dad being my dad. My dad don't get butt. At least I hope not. Our bedrooms are too close. That's why I need to move out. He does. It's actually really funny.
I'll do the one night stand thing. 10 years, and you know it's gonna be over.
Speaking of that,
does it redo it after?
I'm banging Bella Thorne.
Jesus, what?
She's hot.
Bella Thorne.
She's
her
trash,
nipples
bro.
Really
that's
go
the
like
best
this.
Part.
You've seen her nipples.
They're the bottom,
I mean,
hands down.
Wait, what? Hold
you've
on.
You've seen her nipples?
Yeah, she posted her nudes on Twitter.
Yeah,
what do you
share
mean?
Share with the class.
Who?
Hey,
everybody,
she's my trash!
Everybody shut the fuck up for like 2 minutes.
Shoot.
She did ask posted her nudes on Twitter because somebody threatened to leak them, so she's like, hot.
I remember that. She has nice nipples.
She does not have nice nipples.
Agree to disagree.
This doesn't... Where's
I
the
see.
I like how everybody is like...
I can't find
but Demi Lovato, how are you going to pass up that?
You lied. They don't exist.
Yes, they do.
Trust me, they don't.
Yes, they do.
If
we're saying our celebrity crush one night stand thing, dude, Halle Berry. I don't care how old she is.
Halle Berry! Halle Berry! Who was yours, Zach? Yours is Bella Thorne. No. Travis is Bella Thorne. Who's yours?
Actually, Halsey.
Alright, Halsey. I'll switch to Miley Cyrus then.
No.
Okay.
You want to talk about trashy?
I don't give a shit.
Wait, do I gotta pick? I gotta pick some of these original.
Let me see this.
Those are real? That's your real post of those?
Yes.
Why?
Let's just go to questions. Let's go to questions.
No, do we have to see our person? Does it have to be different?
By not.
I'd say Demi Lovato, Lana Del Rey. They're both fucking hot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Alright, so.
I, 110% I agree with that.
I have two questions I had stockpiled.
What the
fuck? You want to do them at all, or you just want to go straight to you listener questions?
No, do those questions. Yeah, do those questions.
I read the top
one. Yeah. Okay, so the first one.
Okay, Travis. Just go
what is that?
Alright. These are two that came from work friends. Top one, Mount Rushmore places to drink beer. The best beer I ever had was that Miller Lite on the camping trip at like 8 a.m. That's the best beer I've ever had in my entire life.
So, the places where we want to go, to where we want to have beer?
Like, Mount Rushmore places to drink beer. It's either, mine is either camping trip beer, like early in the morning, or like when you have like, you're like talking to a girl, you're dating a girl, and you first meet her dad, and like you drink that first beer with her dad. That's a really good beer, too. Cause that's like the moment where it's like we actually don't drink beer, but that's like the moment where like you and like that person are like we're cool as shit now.
So you have so what's your other two places in Mount Rushmore's four?
You guys can help
me.
No, like
I don't understand the question.
Mount Rushmore places to drink beer, like places or situations to drink beer. I would say like sports game is definitely 100%. Like Chiefs game. Gotta have a fucking beer. Even if I'm drinking whiskey all day, have a beer.
I don't.
The first official like summer hangout with the homies.
That's your first pool party, like pool party.
Yeah,
that's the first. The first day that you know you can drink outside and have a darty. That's a good one too.
We never really had a darty. We had darties at the dwelling.
At Charles Dwelling.
Yeah, I'm done. Why'd you say it so aggressive?
Can you don't want to have a beer? No, I was talking about Mount Rushmore. Period.
Oh, I mean, I haven't had a beer there yet. I've had a couple calls there with my brother.
Well, you want to have beer there on our way back into...
Yeah, we'll stop and have a high life in the basement on our bitchin' new couch.
So you can turn off the heat, too.
Nah, the heat's fine. I'll be over there.
I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to kill two birds in one.
I'm going to work early in the morning over there. We'll see. All right.
Okay, yeah, those are a few places that would be good ones for Mount Rushmore's.
I feel like this next one can, like...
Throw it out there.
I've thought about this one for 3 weeks. There's no answer.
Throw it.
We'll find
out.
You can
fight an animal... Had to fight an animal. What would it be? But you have to win, and it's pound for pound. So if you say, I'm going to fight an ant, this ant is so... You said you're 206 pounds? That ant is 200 pounds. Name an animal that you could be pound for pound. Animal.
No, because ants are fucking, ten times as strong as
an ant would be able to pick up this house if it weighed that much. I would fight a sloth, because it would be my weight, but I would have time to think of how to fuck it up.
They're actually really fast
but
when they attack.
Yeah, they're fast, though. They're just lethargic.
Yeah, they're actually really fast when they attack, and they're very deadly because of their really long...
Well, lethargic? It means, like, you're lazy and mopey.
I think I would...
See, you think about it? Like I said, I was like, oh, what... Like, dude, there's not an answer to this question.
I have one.
Humans suck besides being smart.
And no, we're good at running, too.
You don't think it's 250... How much...
No bullshit.
Common ground. This would be, like, what type of...
No,
I'm going with the monkey guy.
Just 100%. 100%. You're in a fucking... Just a pool with a... Let's say,
oh, no, I'm not in a pool. We're standing
up. No,
you're just straight up fucking screw up.
If you have to fight this fish...
I'm not getting
fish,
water. Nope.
No,
sure,
if you have to fight this fish, you're... No, you're
no,
just
no,
say
if it's in, you're in an equal environment. You can survive
you're
it. You're a human. You're
oh, wait, so hold on. My bad. Go, okay.
You're a human. So, if it, say it's a fish, you're not in water where you have to swim or nothing. Say, like, you're shallow under your pool. You fight and say, a 250-pound salmon. Like, you're kicking its ass?
No.
First of all, I'm not fighting a fucking salmon.
You don't need to fight. What fish?
Goldfish. Don't you don't think a 250-pound goldfish? Dude,
it's the same thing.
Okay,
all fish, once they're that big,
okay,
are the same.
So, here's the thing. You, with your, how much do you weigh?
150.
Say like a bear or something, because that's fucking easy shit.
No, because they have claws and I do not.
No,
they have their
knife force.
No, monkey's too strong. Monkey kill you.
No, but
a monkey.
A monkey at my weight... We stand up, we're just straight up squaring off. If
you know
I lose,
what?
I lose to somebody.
I got one.
I have my
animal. No, but you have to win.
I have my animal. Go.
Penguin.
You're like a 200-pound penguin fucking.
No, seriously.
6 foot.
No, listen.
200-pound penguin.
No, listen.
Like Billy Madison.
No, seriously.
Exactly.
Listen, you never said I'd be like my height. All you said was my weight.
Pound for
pound.
That's a
pound
thick
for,
boy.
Yeah, pound for pound. No, that's why penguins weigh a lot.
Bullshit.
Look up an average weight of a penguin.
Hey Siri.
I
don't have it set up on my iPad. How much does a penguin weigh?
Enough to break the ice, huh?
Here's what I found from encyclopedia.com.
2 to 90 pounds.
That's not bad. That's, ooh, 90 pounds tops, and you put
the biggest penguin you find is going to double in size for you to fight and some.
It won't be that bad. All he's doing is waddle in there.
So, I feel like you're underestimating a penguin.
I can take out.
You're in an equal environment, yeah. So there's
I'll
any
take
water.
Out, I'll take.
Okay.
I will fight a giraffe.
That's tough.
Because a 150-pound giraffe, I feel like, would be extremely frail.
Yeah,
for
but
their
imagine
build.
Their fucking neck. Just
but I'm not sure, like.
No, but I feel like the giraffe has all that neck for me to jump on.
This creates another thing, though, like.
Do you think you could choke out a
giraffe? Yeah, like, did we talk about this? Because, like, we talked. I was like, what about, like, a cow? Well, it's like, you get to an animal that large, like, could you, like, actually choke out an animal that's that big?
But you didn't say we had to choke out. You just had to win the fight, right?
Well, how
you is she going to fight with a punch in the mouth?
Yeah, yeah, no, you knock the fuck out that cow.
I don't think they don't have the nerves like humans do. If you punch a cow in the face, you're not going to knock it out.
But they have a brain. Have you rattled that
brain hard
enough? It doesn't
work like that.
Because
yes, humans don't
You're telling me you hit hard enough to rattle a brain in a cow.
No, when you knock somebody out, it's because there's a nerve.
Let's try it, Chaz. Come here.
I said
a cow.
There's a nerve that runs through here in your face.
No.
That nerve is what makes you get knocked out when you get hit, because it pitches the nerve and it shuts off oxygen to your brain and makes you pass out. Cows and
see,
like, other animals besides us don't have this. So, like, a gorilla, a cow, a penguin, you can't just walk up and knock a penguin out. Like, it will it fights you. Like, you have to physically kill it. Like
Travis.
You didn't say we had to kill it, though.
You're going to want to fight with it, and it's not going to quit fighting because you can't. Like, humans.
These are wild animals.
You're fighting a human, that fight's over when he's out cold or he's brain dead.
You're telling me you could never knock out, say, a penguin. It's not possible for them to get knocked out.
You have to jar their brain to knock them out.
What about
like, there's no nerves like that.
What about an earthworm?
So that's what I said. If you hit them in the face hard enough.
150-pound earthworm.
It's like the size of a fucking... I am terrified.
It's like the size... No, it's the size of an anaconda, but I could punch straight through it. Like a fucking gummy worm.
I don't think you can.
Did you see what that worm did on SpongeBob when it was that big?
I'm not fighting an Alaskan bull worm. I'm fighting a fucking earthworm. And I'll rock that motherfucker. Or I would want my dog Luna, because if she were 150 pounds, she'd be huge. I wouldn't even fight her. We'd just be friends.
it'd be like Clifford.
Yeah.
What about a snail?
No, they got that shell. You start trying to punch them, they go in that shit, you break your hand.
Because what if they grab you, like, their slime, and they pull you into their shell? That'd be weird.
It's part of inside a snow shell.
Yeah, you die.
Like, think about trying to fight Gary. Just a big-ass Gary.
Yes, that's SpongeBob. That's the first thing I thought of.
No, but here's what we're talking about, and this all comes down to, the only reason humans are top of the food chain is because they're smart. You can't beat an animal. You can't.
No, you can beat an animal by running it down. We're really good at endurance.
You want
a bit? Depends on what it is. Like a rabbit, yeah.
A rabbit...
Rabbit has no endurance. No, if you can get a rabbit in there and make it run long enough, it will die. It'll have a hard time.
No, I'm just saying. We're not the top, but we're not the bottom.
Let's put that to test.
No, that's true.
Let's get a rabbit.
Their heart will beat so fast, they'll have a heart attack if you keep them... For a constant time, if you can make a rabbit keep it chasing,
give it some
coke. Have
we'll
a heart attack.
What happens.
A rooster.
You just got coke?
Maybe.
Have you ever been on a farm with roosters?
Yes.
Yes.
20-pound roosters
especially
are fucking terrifying.
Bro, Kramer, this is a 200-pound rooster.
No.
Kramer, you're not thinking
mean.
Yeah, they are.
They're mean.
Yeah, I know.
Like a normal chicken,
but
you could, like, I could, a normal chicken, I could kill a normal chicken. Like, right now, you could pop their heads
maybe,
off.
Maybe hen?
Rooster, if you get a hold of its neck, but...
Yeah, you gotta get a hold of its neck
if
first.
It's 250 pounds. I don't like my odds.
You get around its neck, what about like a cricket? Boom, you're done. You can get scratched up all for...
See, that's probably, like, I don't know enough about insects, but I'm just assuming a big-ass insect fucks me up. Like,
a
200-pound
cricket? Do that?
It's terrifying. It probably sucks.
Like, think about, like, a big-ass praying mantis.
Because, like, when you're talking pound for pound, so you're talking, like, a 250-pound cricket, like, it's not going to be, like, when you talk pound for pound, you talk, like, a scale, rather than just, like, that. So it scales up as it gets bigger.
Bro, a cricket is, like... Fucking well, let's say a cricket's an inch and it can jump like 2 feet.
Yeah, imagine
think of how far a cricket like that. All it has to do is grab you and jump and drop you.
Don't they have like ridges on their like their arms
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah, they do. They would. Like, and assuming scaling
no right
up because it's powerful. Humans can't beat animals.
So is it like straight up square up like fisticuffs? Or
yeah,
like
you want to fuck
you,
that thing
you
up?
Know
him the fuck you
in the element, just fighting it.
Honestly, though, think about like a big ass Korra.
Fuck's a Korra.
It's my dog.
Oh, I was like,
oh, like, no, like, dog's not the answer.
Here.
Dog's not an answer. Any dog's not an answer.
No.
Any 250-pound dog, I don't care what it is fucking you up. Cat, fuck. Cat even more so.
That's just the tiger up. At that point.
Yeah, but, like, if it's your own dog, you're fighting a jaguar or something. Like,
if it's your own dog. So you gotta kill your own dog? I didn't say I was gonna kill it, but that's I'm a rocker. And then she's gonna wake up. 250-pound
Rocco running at me with his ball in his mouth.
That's rubbing
his belly.
That's a big boy.
He already is a
pissing everywhere.
Dude, imagine how thick Rocco would be if he was 250 pounds. He's already so thick. He's so dense when you slap his side. I love it, dude.
I love Rocco.
But if you knock out your own dog, it's gonna wake up and be like, shit.
I ain't rocking, I'll go out. Rocco kills me before.
And then they're gonna act like nothing happened. You're best friends again.
Alright. Actually, I don't wanna do these questions. Save another time.
Okay.
Listener questions. So we have to always have to answer these. I haven't even looked at these. Hell yeah. So,
I got one.
You do?
Yes. Has Chaz fucked the pocket pussy?
No.
Allegedly. Where is the pocket pussy, Chaz?
Is that your one?
That's it. Yep.
Anybody else got questions? I have like six or seven. I actually don't have that many. I have this one. What are your thoughts on inspirational quotes? Are they bullshit or inspiring?
I, for one, think they're bullshit.
I actually like inspirational quotes and certain
things. Depends on the quote.
I'm big on inspirational, like Zig Ziglar, Mark Twain, big on inspirational quotes.
It was a good quote.
Maybe a good, like,
some real shitty ones.
Maybe a good, like a good coach, like some Coach K or something along those lines. Bill Self.
I mean, I do like Michael Jordan one.
Hmm?
The
right coach of Letterkenny.
You're really close, you're literally kidding.
The coach.
I'm a big quote guy. I like quotes.
I like quotes.
Especially store quotes.
Or quotes that are good enough for us to keep, you know, as screensavers. Yeah,
I'm talking about what the quote Chaz put on to Instagram. I made a punk background of it. But we're saying, Henry Ford's got a lot of good quotes in, like, terms of manufacturing stuff and all that, but that isn't interesting, so we don't talk about that. How many beers does it take for Kramer to be drunk?
Three. Four.
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 Down to a science.
No. No. You want me to tell you my personal one for me to get drunk?
Yeah, sure.
Five. Four.
Six.
Ten.
Minus six.
No, seriously. Ten. I don't know where this joke came from, to be honest.
Last week you had four beers and you passed out.
I have beer here, bud.
I honestly don't remember where
I drink mixed drinks the entire time, and I overpour, you know that.
Yeah, I'm still taking shots over there.
And I took four or five shots. I had four rum and cokes that were over.
It doesn't take much, though. Remember we did this 10-shot challenge or whatever? Also 10 shots. 10 shots.
You're
fine.
I was
not fine. But you were not fine.
No. When we got to the bar later on, I wasn't fine because I had like 7 to 8 more shots there because of my brother's birthday.
I didn't see this. I wasn't
because of you. Because I was at D&G. I spent $50 at the D&G that night.
That's lame. You spent money when you go out?
I was buying me and my brother drinks and shots.
Why? It's his birthday. You should get it for free.
Yeah. His birthday.
Alright. Ever broken something while drunk and not remember it?
I
always remember it. I broke a few things up here.
Here's the thing.
Remember when I stepped on the cover for the tablets in the pool?
Shit. Diving board.
No. See, that wasn't my fault.
Travis was just an unlucky dumbass who was on it when it broke. That was the
Didn't they fix it and then it broke again?
No, he just replaced. He put a replacement on. It was still wobbling and shit.
It was gonna break.
Here's like, yeah. I brown out most of the times because I haven't really blacked up before.
I don't really break shit as much as I spill shit.
You spill. A lot.
He spilled an entire drink on me during karaoke Thursday.
No, it didn't.
I said, talking to your mic. He said, "What?" and just spilled a drink all over the side.
They brought me up on the stage and I was plastered.
I don't.
You spilled a drink on my birthday.
That's not true.
I watched it happen.
Wasn't there.
This game is terrible.
I don't know how Travis this summer didn't break his phone from as many times as he fucking face planted.
Dude, that one.
Oh, yeah.
With the tipper glass, when I fell and my phone literally went,
bro,
boom.
Twice.
Yeah, that was that tipper glass. That tipper glass saved my phone.
I remember that. That was all crazy. Right.
Next question is a statement. Save some chicks for the rest of us. I'm assuming that's directed to Chaz.
I don't know. You. It's directed towards you.
No, it's
directed
towards the podcast.
Straight towards the podcast.
This is for the podcast.
I don't speak Spanish, so shut up.
No arguments here.
What's the next one?
What's something no one knows about you? I'm actually, like, very open.
My middle name.
Frederick.
I think I know it.
I've been told... I know your middle name.
I think I know it. What do you think it is?
What's, can we at least tell us what it starts with?
Gregory?
No. What do you think it is?
I know I know. Nothing's coming to mind, but I know I know.
Can I say my guess?
Yeah.
Thomas.
Yep.
Fuck yeah! Right. Fucking genius in this bitch.
All right, you got, you guess. I don't think you guys know
mine. No, I knew it.
I don't think you guys know mine.
I don't think I know yours
either. That one.
You pass out after four beers.
You know, I had four beers in the time that we had, we were driving around St. Joe that one time. I felt fine. I just had to piss a lot.
And we had to bring it in the high.
I've only pissed twice, man.
Huh?
Is that okay?
Something weird? Isn't it, can it be a first name?
Just say your middle names.
Aaron. Every start.
I don't like mine.
Aaron. Michael.
You don't know.
No, I can't remember if
it's Chaz Michael Michaels.
Chaz Michael Michaels.
Michael,
Devin.
Thomas.
Eric.
Lamont. Oh, that's Kane.
Kramer, Eric.
There's LaFon.
LaFon.
And I know you've told me, and you've told me one. I remember you told me.
I'm getting the change. It's Harlan. I hate it.
Yes, I remember that because it was a very weird name. It's just your father's, wasn't it?
Yeah,
your
father. The sperm donor I have.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was something weird.
I don't know how to claim I was dad at all. I seem since I was four.
There's some people don't know.
Yeah.
Which I guess something that like most people want to know about me.
Maybe it was four, maybe it was three. I don't fucking know.
I listen to a lot of girl music artists.
Respect.
I know that's like a big thing, but
awesome. Nobody ever knows. I'm a really big Kanye West fan.
Oh my!
What you are?
No, I would have never guessed.
So like Jeffree Star too?
That's not true.
I know.
You know who started that rumor?
Some.
You remember the girl who got TikTok famous because she looked the fucking toilet seat on TikTok? She started that rumor. And yeah. People bought it.
Something you guys don't know about me: I have a picture with Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, I do know that because you showed me this like last night.
Yeah. You know about that?
No, I didn't know about Chris Jericho though.
And I've met Kevin Harlan before. It's pretty dope.
I'm
at
Cold Sweat.
I think it's...
I have another question. I really can't think of someone that... Nobody.
Yeah, I can't think of
either. Pretty open about stuff. My phone's gonna die. That's something you don't know about me. Why is this even a question?
Just give him your phone number.
Yeah, my phone number? Let me find yours.
366-390.
Travis's social is...
Travis G900.
Did anyone ever call that phone number that I put in the group chat?
No.
Should have. It was really funny.
All right. Manscaped. Yes or no or how?
I manscaped.
You see, I laser, so mine's like a... But no, I manscaped. For me.
To.
Disclaimer.
I hate hair.
As you have a handful of hair?
This is different. I mean,
body
my
hair
face
is way
shaved,
different.
My face is shaved.
That. Body hair is different.
I don't think. I mean, I keep my chest hair, and that's it. This is gross.
One of my biggest fears is like when you're in a public pool and there's like some old dude with a full back of hair. It literally freaks me out. And I have to get out of the pool. No, I'm not, like, I'll start gagging and freak out.
I
kind of
want to.
Bro, see, I've never shaved my legs.
I even, like, I trim my armpit hair.
I got a job where I currently work. In order to get a job there, you have to pass a hair follicle test. I used to buzz my head. I don't know why. My hair looked awful. And I needed a hair follicle, and I had nowhere on my body, because I think it has to be an inch long. I had nowhere that had long enough hair.
There, I know a spot.
No. Cut my leg hair. They basically shaved my legs in this doctor's office, but it's crazy, because she was like, I don't need much hair, it's fine. It's okay.
Shave off your leg?
To do a hair follicle, what I was told by the nurse or whatever she may have been, inch long, about the size of a normal straw for like a soda. Doesn't sound like a lot of hair. Leg hair? It's a lot of hair. My legs still haven't fully grown back from it. Like,
man,
it's been like years. Like 4 years.
Jeez, so what you're saying is I can shave my legs and it will take me forever to get...
It does for me, but I don't grow a lot of body. Well, but like, yeah.
Does that happen for
you?
Can't
really.
Yeah,
you wear
like,
tight jeans, it rubs off anyways.
Yeah, that happens to me too. I wear tight jeans. I don't have a lot of leg hair.
Huh?
From tapered jeans. Yeah, but like... So,
he's got real thick hair.
That was honestly like... And it was bad because like, we were playing a lot of pickup ball. And it was like, I hate...
At least, hey, but here's the thing, too. When I play pickleball like that, I'll tug on people's shorts, I'll tug on their hair on their legs, too. So
that's loose.
I'm a dick when I play.
It's loose compared to
basketball. I tug on people's hairs when, like, I play basketball, because I'm a defensive mastermind.
So you like curve? We're still talking about how you can block me.
I know I can freaking...
We need to hoop soon.
I know. I want to get this over with.
I can...
Kramer, I'll make your ankle like your wrist.
Best receiver in football.
What's your question, bud?
What's everyone's favorite song to sing karaoke?
Bound to by Kanye West.
I'm going to have to start. I'm agreeing with that because I like my part.
We're fucking nuts at Bound 2.
You got nailed down.
We got the words, we got the part, we're good. We're very good.
Jay, you haven't gone on stage in a bit.
I was on stage last week.
You're on stage, we're on stage.
He doesn't remember, he was too fucked.
What'd you
up?
Sing?
I was with you and Brody, remember we did Freaky Friday?
That was not last week.
That was literally last week.
I was actually there.
Yeah, I wasn't there because I had the run.
Don't get the run.
It wasn't my fault. Well, you think I wanted to go out there and get the room?
Well,
actually, I really did say I wanted to get the weight loss. So.
Why does my laptop charger come with such a tiny band? Like, what's this good for?
To wrap up the cord.
You think you're wrapping up? Let's wrap up this podcast.
I thought you were going to say no wrap up.
No,
I don't wear condoms.
Yeah, number 15 like boys. Number 15. 16 next week. And then at some point, we're going to have a different setup.
And then 52. And episode 52, I have to get a podcast.
We do something.
I have to get a picture of the logo. A tattoo of the logo. Well,
we should do a 20th
episode giveaway or something.
No, we don't have enough stuff to give away yet.
Yeah, you have things to give away, Chad.
You're just doing so damn well.
You can just start handing things away to people.
Do you have monies to help with these giveaways?
So speaking of that, my title came in.
Oh boy!
All my money's is in shoes.
No way!
All my money's in shoes. My house. All right.
Like the video, subscribe, share this to a friend. Do what you need to do. I'm going.
Give away 50 subs.
We love y'all. Juicer gonna lose the Browns tomorrow. So.